The Idaho Farm Bureau's Zach Miller is hauling spuds. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The Farmers to Families Food Box program will get surplus meat, dairy, potatoes, and produce to families needing food during the pandemic. Farm Bureau's Zach Miller has been hauling spuds all over Idaho.
Potato supply never really stopped, it just slowed down. And in a real-time economy, all our inventories are kind of weighed out and predicted over the course of a year. The biggest thing we're concerned about is this fall, this coming harvest, that we'll start getting fresh potatoes starting to hit the market, and we're still trying to clear out 2019's inventory. Anything we can do to keep just the inventories moving, keep them getting into hands of consumers, is really what we need, because potatoes are a perishable crop.
This latest USDA program addresses the food supply chain, moving food to those that need it, and cutting the supply logjam. The Farm Bureau's Megan Nelson.
These purchases from USDA are really going to help in removing the excess supply from the market. And this is a benefit that really ripples across the supply chain to help improve commodity prices and help out U.S. farmers and ranchers. $461 million are going to go to fresh fruits and vegetables, with $317 million in a variety of dairy products, and $258 million are going to meat products, with another $175 million in a combination of fresh produce, dairy, and meat produce boxes.
This is David Sparks.